Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 18th anniversary of Elise Benning with our Brain Trust. As an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Elise, happy anniversary, baby!
Thank you.
How about that? 18 years.
It's amazing.
How many dogs? How many dogs have I survived?
This is the second one.
Second one. That's right. Second one. Anyway, happy anniversary. How about that? 18 years. You joined us this month in fact, just about this week. Another week or so would be the exact date. 18 years ago, and we appreciate you. We appreciate your steadfast support of all the things that we do. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has been fun.
Yeah. So marketing-mentor.com, that's her website. I encourage you to check it out. We're talking about clueless, don't-know squared customers who don't know what things are worth. They think they do, but they don't. So let's mechanically solve this problem. When I say mechanically, and folks, we're talking about, you know, it could be, as Elise says, it could be a marketing project, a brochure, or something like that. But it could also be, in my case, when I used to do it, Elise, it might be something that had to be that they had to get approved. And my job was to set them up to make sure all the paperwork got done, it got submitted on time, and they got approved for something. You know what I mean? It could be an award that they were trying to seek. It could have been a lot of different things. It could have been a customer that they were trying to get a proposal to. It doesn't matter what the thing is. The point is that if you got a customer who thinks that you're taking longer than they thought it should, you got a problem. You got to solve that in the beginning, don't you?
Right. And really, one of the rules to live by, especially with people who don't understand and don't trust you, or if you don't know if they do, is to not charge hourly, basically.
Right.
Because that opens the door for someone to think about how long it could take and how much they're going to pay. If you don't charge hourly, you disconnect those two pieces, and so it doesn't matter how long it takes. You could pick it up in the shower, or you could spend, you know, 2 weeks on it. It doesn't
right.
matter. You're going to pay the same thing.
Well, so what you say is you determine how long it's going to take. You give them a set price?
My suggestion lately is, I mean, there are many different ways to price. Hourly is one. Flat fees, project-based flat fees are another.
Right.
More than that, lately, especially in this type of situation, I'm advising people to come up with a package price. So you get this, this, and this for this fee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide you don't want all of those things in the package, if you want it a la carte, then you price it a la carte. I had a client yesterday who said, I gave a package price, and then the thing that was making up 75% of the price, the client decided he wanted to wait on that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know how to say, okay, then, but you still have to pay
right.
the full fee for these little things that
right.
I was just throwing in.
Yeah, you can't set yourself up for failure. That's
right.
what he did not set himself up for success because he left himself exposed, didn't he?
Right, but what I'm saying is this is more about communication than anything else. So that even in that situation, you offer a package with a package price, and you make sure you say, and if you don't take the whole package, then I'll give you an a la carte menu of pricing also.
Well, or you could say, here's the fee. It'll be this much, but it won't be more than that. And this assures that it gets it done with one caveat, and that's that you don't change the rules on me. And we know what the deliverable is. We're very clear, very specific of what I'm delivering. Here's the price. It's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll work for you. I actually think this could take. I think it could be done in 8 hours at $100 an hour. I think I could do it in 8 hours, but I'm not sure. And so if we do it by the hour, though, and it takes 12 hours, if I'm wrong, then it'll be $1,200. So which would you like? And you give them the option. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it opens the door to too much wishful thinking and just plants the wrong seed in their mind to talk about it hourly. I see too many
people who are different. Some people would covet that 2 hours. They think, you know, wow, what if he's right? I can save $200. It's amazing how many people, $200 is a big deal to them. It's not really that much money, but to them, it's just, you know, some people love money more than other people do.
Right. But I think, you know, this idea that, and I'm speaking from my own experience where I've been the clueless client who says, mm-hmm. how long could that possibly take? You're redoing one slide.
What does it take to unclog a sink, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you should not even tell me how long it's going to take, because unless you explain to me exactly what you're doing during all of that time, I won't be able to justify it in my mind.
Now, one thing that happens is the more you do this and the more you've done something already, where you've got maybe got a template, you've got a frame of reference, you ought to be able to get a lot better at giving them a set price, shouldn't you? I mean, I did. I got better at that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, you're just guessing. Yeah. And you will probably guess wrong because we all do wishful thinking.
And sometimes you have to eat things. I've done that. I've had to eat something before. Definitely. Hold on to that thought. Marketing-Mentor.com. You'll thank me later when you go there. Check out all the things that Elise offers. Elise Menon and I will be right back. We're celebrating her 18th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.